This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas song? That'd be a good idea. Ding dong. Sounds like a Burl Ives song, am I right? That's Holly Jolly. Yeah, see, you got it.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Why not?
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Might as well. Right? Cookies, tea, all that good stuff. Peppermint sticks, the candy canes. That's what Christmas is all about, in part. And giving and receiving and wishing people well. Ho, ho, ho. They're wishing well. And then you can be like Jennifer. We were just talking off the air. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day, program. The idea of rapping. And, of course, I want to put a different twist on the word rap. So I asked James to find a rap song that you can rap to. R-A-P to W-R-A-P. Is there a good one? What would be, Jennifer, in your mind, the best and most popular rap song ever? Is it like a Will
ever?
Smith tune? Yeah. Well, who's been the most popular rapper for general consumption? Not necessarily just
for general consumption, probably gotten. Will Smith or LL Cool J, Salt and Pepper.
Yeah. Salt and Pepper, listen to that.
I love them.
Salt and Pepper.
Who else, Jay? Who's kind of popular among?
The person that came to my mind was Nicki Minaj, Super Bass, that song. But I feel like that's a little bit later.
Not risky?
Ish. Not really 90s.
The early stuff was pretty risque.
Coolio had some fun stuff.
Coolio was definitely pretty mainstream.
Yeah. I think I've got one for you.
Uh-oh. All right, James has got one.
Here we go. Vanilla Ice, gotta love that.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Rap, rap, baby.
Ice, ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Like a hawk daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights.
This is clean, and we have to worry about what the lyric line is.
It's clean. I actually used to sing this to Mac when I was putting him to sleep in his infant years.
Really?
Or rap it, not sing it. Real story.
Now, I'm trying to picture you and Jennifer as rappers or doing the rap thing. Isn't it funny how my mind works? Something or really?
Crush it every time.
Is this a, like, I don't feel like this is singing. It feels like, from my era, there's a song, it isn't a song, by Lauren Green called Ringo, which was the story of a cowboy, but he didn't, it was a song that was a big hit, but it wasn't a song. And the only thing singing was the chorus that sang Ringo after he told one of the, you know, pieces of the story about Ringo. And so I'm that's my rap. That would be the equivalent of the rap that you have. That's my rap.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching his six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night I saved the life of Ringo.
So
I missed him till the danger passed. The days went by.
What do you think, ladies?
Fast.
This considered
dawn till
rap?
Sun, he practiced with that.
I don't
my
know.
Era.
Like I'm not sure. Yeah, I would consider this rap.
No.
But I feel like this is kind of a lot of what Johnny Cash did too, where he talks it,
talks through it.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. Well, anyway, we've had our silly stuff. One of the things that I would like us all to be thinking about is what your special gift is. That is you. Are you? Do you consider yourself a special gift? Do you consider yourself to be special? If you don't, why don't you? And if you do, what do you think is the most special about you? What's your most special gift? If I were to say that to you, Jay, what would you say? People consider, what's the best gift that you give to your family, to your friends, to the people on the radio, to the people that, you know, just know casually? What do you think is your gift?
Kindness.
Mm-hmm. I would say that.
I'd agree with that. What about you?
Yeah, no, I think that is. I think that's what. Yeah,
what's
I would
yours?
Say that was your gift. What's mine?
Yeah.
Pretty much universal acceptance. I pretty much take people for who they are and what they are before they give me a reason to not. Kind of like trust. I trust everybody until they give me a reason not to. And that's the exact opposite of a lot of people who are my age or younger, your age, who just don't trust anybody or anything. And social media has made that kind of a major problem, trusting people.
Yeah.
We just don't trust people. And I kind of always have been a truster. All right, so the $64 question for you, Jennifer, is what's your special gift?
Oh, boy. I can poop gold coins. No, I don't know.
Her wit and charm.
There we go. Leave it to Jennifer to come up with that. Yeah.
I would say I'm pretty dang loyal, and I think that I will, once you're my buddy, I will do pretty much anything for you.
Yep. I think, and I believe that 100% from you. I think I've experienced that over the years with you. And the fact that the people who are associated with this program over the years have been pretty much givers. And that's, you know, we all have to give and take. But, Jay, you're very giving, whether you realize it or not. You really are. You can hear it. The warmth of the voices of the both of you, actually, when you're talking on the air about stuff, off the air, it's just, it's nice to have that. And it's a good feeling. And it's the kind of thing that I want the universe to have more of, frankly. And that's why you're here. That's kind of why we do what we do on this program so differently than, you know, we talk about the news, but not just segments of the news. Talk about all of the things going on in the world. One of the things we do when Jennifer's here at the beginning of the week is go through the charts from last Friday for the Talk Radio Countdown show and for our Talk Radio review, looking at some of them to see what will last, what will be a part of this week's discussion. I don't think we'll have any more on the climate summit. That's pretty much over. The Texas situation with the abortion. I don't know where. Did she go, that lady, go and actually get an abortion in another state? What's the end result of all that hoopla down there? I don't know that I've followed it through. The Russian war, yeah, that's going to be here. Trump and his legal battles, Hunter Biden, the Bidens, blah, 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 blah. I think that the business of the war is because every day there's something different going on there. The United States and Britain say that their navies over the weekend shot down 15 attack drones over the Red Sea. U.S. warship shot down 14, and a Royal Destroyer shot down the 15th. These are rebels in Yemen that are launching these attacks on the ships, the American ships, the British ships in the Red Sea. This is probably, if you look around the world, this is probably the busiest shipping route in the entire world. And so these no-good SOBs are launching attacks on not just the warships that are there, but the ships that are carrying goods and services. So anyway, the USS Kearney is a destroyer that's there, engaged these unmanned systems, that's what they call them, and shot them down. No damage to the ships, etc. So it was like these, you know, they're so naive, they're so childish, they think that this is going to, you know, I can see these people getting these, can't you, in the back of your mind, you know, it's like a bad war movie, and they get these things, oh, let's go, we'll shoot down, we'll blow up an American ship. You know, no. But it does show you how broad this thing is. You know, the Yemenis are involved in it. The Iranians are involved in it.
Well, and Iran is really funding all of it through all these different proxy groups. And that's what's so frustrating is that there have been, I think, well over like 120 now attacks on U.S. properties and or entities overseas. And it's like nobody says anything about it. Like mentioned in the media, we don't realize that Iran is still doing this. And they're using this time and all the chaos and disruption as an opportunity. And what are we doing? We're still handing them money. It's just, my grandmother used to say, you're doing something in spite of your face. Or what is that? What's that old saying? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, cut off your nose and spite your face.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Now, here's another situation that exists. The Israeli Defense Forces say that the accidental shooting of three Israeli hostages is against the rules of engagement. And, man, have they caused themselves an unbelievable... This is one of the reasons that in my mind, that the war is going to wind down, because the Israelis became incensed. The Israeli people are so angry now about this that they want the war to stop. And I understand. So what is this a case of? Do we have over-analysis paralysis? They just shot the wrong people. And the IDF was responsible for what happened. They say they'll do whatever it is to prevent incidents from recurring in the future. I'm telling you, the war's over. This, for all practical purposes, but at the same time, interesting, because they've claimed to have discovered the largest Hamas tunnel in Gaza over the weekend as well.
Yeah, I don't think it's over until they're done, because what they're going to do is start pumping seawater into the tunnels to collapse that underground network that Hamas was using. And it would be really stupid and a waste of life that was lost and a waste of money if they just stop without knocking down the infrastructure that Hamas has used to do all this evil. So I think they've got to collapse these tunnels.
Don't disagree with you on that score. I think you're right. I think the tunnels will they'll just fill them all with water, and what will happen will happen. I think as far as the surface fighting is concerned, I think you're going to find it'll wind down. That's what my gut tells me. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Cleaning your fuel system can help your engine run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner on sale now. Buy one, get one free. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Get more fuel-saving tips from the professional parts people at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
You have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, we are here. The ladies of the day are here to read the room, as it were. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner feeling up to a discussion of social media. That's what we do in this portion of each hour of the Good Day program. We take apart some of the things that are trending about celebrities, et cetera, et cetera. And then I like to take some time focusing on the issues that are caused by or created by social media itself. So here's the latest study on mental health. I don't know that this is going to jump out and people are going to say, oh, wow, I would never have thought this. Researchers found that the less social media use has led to individuals feeling less overworked and lower levels of fear of missing out, popularly known as FOMO. I never heard FOMO before. You ladies heard of FOMO?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fear of missing out? Yeah, I got FOMO.
I've experienced it a few times.
Have you? Oh, that's good to know. Anyway, the researchers found that refraining from social media gives people more time to do their jobs and thus suffering less from divided attention. And the lady who's the author of the study said our brains can't cope well with constant distraction from a task. It's also constant stimulation, too, isn't it? When you get right down to it, huh?
That's what I was just thinking of. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How much time a day?
Put the screen away, give it a break.
All right, so the two of you, Jennifer and Jay, how much time a day do you think you spend either being distracted by or constantly connected to or frequently stopping at this device, whether it's texting or emails or stories in the news? How much time?
Exact amount of time I couldn't pinpoint, but it is a lot. But I am only on devices when I am working, but it is my job to be connected.
Yeah,
I work with social media. I'm constantly doing emails, but I have made it a point that I am not personally on social media. I have an account for my son that I set up when we lived in Nashville just so that friends and family who lived in other areas could keep up with him. And, like, I'd post pictures, which I don't even really post to that anymore. So I am only working if there is a device in front of me.
All right, Jen, what about you?
Kind of. I use it the same way that Jay does, mostly for checking, staying connected with emails.
Obviously. I had a dog.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And you should have seen my eyes. They sort of rolled in that same direction.
I can hear it.
I felt it.
Right. Right. Yeah,
I was, exactly. Don't know exactly what that is, but I'm sure I'll find it missing someday and go, huh, yeah. What that was. Don't know. Anyway, so yeah, emails. I got to work on my soundproofing for Christmas. That's my list. But emails mostly, and then news stories as well. So kind of keeping up throughout the day, because that's how I prep for shows, is just constantly tuning in. You know, it's kind of like a constant flow of whatever's going
on. Yeah, we all do
but
that.
But I try to really put it down at night, because I do find that I don't sleep as well when it's near me.
I don't want it anywhere near. I plug it in the other room and leave it. This study, the research recruited 166 people employed in specific jobs, and the research said they spend at least 35 to 40 minutes a day at work on non-work-related social media use. So you're screwing the boss, in essence, right? By taking, never mind what you do after work, but this is at work. It's just not fair. It's not right.
So to play devil's advocate, not for the screens, but just for mental breaks anyway. Whenever you are at work, isn't it important and isn't it suggested by the scientific health people of, like, take these breaks every so often? I'm sure they don't say go on social media, but still, it's important to take breaks. I think before social media, a lot of people were just, playing solitaire? Or what was the mine one?
I don't know.
You hit squares and a little mine comes up?
Yeah,
taking the break.
Like a candy crush.
Taking the break, okay. All right, there it is. Food for thought, 28 after. This is a good day.
You are supply, and lately there's lots of demand. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before the pandemic, websites were offering to help you find a job. Back to the future, the help wanted sign is everywhere. So this may be a good time to ask for a raise. The boss will be all ears if you've taken on extra duties while the shop is shorthanded. Otherwise, test the waters. You will seem like quite the catch if you ask questions that demonstrate you've done your homework and if you seem eager to pitch in. And when it's time to talk turkey, let them bring it up and assume it's their opening bid. And this is when to ask about benefits, overtime, and other details. For instance, is there a place to park? How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Holiday-bound air travelers are encountering delays and cancellations due to a significant storm affecting the East Coast today. FlightAware reported over 2,500 flights have been delayed within, into, or out of the U.S., with just over 500 flights canceled. Boston Logan International Airport facing the most substantial impact, with more than 300 delayed flights and just over 200 cancellations. America's top defense officials is visiting Israeli leaders today, hoping to get an update on the Gaza war.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's visit comes as President Biden has criticized Israel over mounting civilian casualties. Israel's trying to destroy Hamas. There have been hints Israel could move to a lower intensity strategy in the new year. And if that's the case, Austin said he wants to hear the plan.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's
gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all there's a reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus come tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Jordan ears. Here comes
Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Santa
Claus. Santa
Claus.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Your father's still up and listening to us. And he's bopping around to this because this is one of our favorites when we were playing records at that time in the 60s when Elvis was at his peak. He had a whole Christmas album. Yeah, sounds like this. And your father, too, Jay, as far as that's concerned. He was playing music at the same time. We all have a smile on our face when we listen to this. All right, 34, actually 35 after the hour. This is the must-listen-to Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at your service. Jennifer is in California, up in the San Gabriel Valley. A couple of real-life fruit ninjas taking pointers from the video game El Ninja. There are fruit stands that are their impressive fruit-cutting skills. This is like going to Benihana, only fruit instead of steak. Everybody's been to Benihana, right? At least once in their lives.
Yeah,
you see how the guys go chopping up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, so they have this fruit stand. They've got 12 million followers on social media that watch with regularity as they set up their stand and they chop up the various, like the fruit, the pineapple and the melons and even oranges and strawberries. They throw the strawberries up in the air and they cut the ends off of them as they come in. You can visualize it, right?
Well, there was a video game called Fruit Ninja, wasn't there?
I think that's what they're...
That's like probably what they're trying to emulate.
You're right. This is the real life fruit ninjas, and chopping up all this stuff. I thought that was kind of cute. This sort of is where my Christmas head is at the moment. I asked you earlier, ladies, and you can hear this, by the way. If you didn't hear the conversation, you can go to the Good Day download, or as we have every day, the whole program plays in its entirety through the day. So it's one day's program, and then it continues in the loop at gooddayshow.com. And you can also hear our downloads, which are us discussing the various, the important pieces of the program put into a podcast. So, for example, the most recent one is a focus on gifting ideas. And, you know, the guy that gave his sperm to impregnate patients, that was part of the discussion. There's a lot of things. We can cover a lot of ground every day, and so you can hear it. And so the reference that I made to Jennifer and Jay and, you know, what kind of a person they really are, what do they think? What kind of a person do you think you are? And so in this circumstance, I want to try to understand what it is that people are looking for in not just in our country but across the world. Most people feel supported by those who are their friends, and that's what friendship is all about. So as you think about your friends this week, have you bought your friends Christmas presents? Do you know them well enough to get them what they really want? Or do you know them well enough to not get them anything because you really don't know what they want and you'd rather not give them something just because you want to give them something? Right? A friend is not going to be upset if you don't give them a present. Mm-hmm. I don't think. If friendship is based on you giving somebody a present, you're not really friends. I don't think.
Yeah.
You are.
That's not like a
right or not.
Love or anything. Mm-hmm.
No. Uh-uh. All right. Speaking of right or wrong, tell me whether you think this is right or wrong. A Confederate memorial is being removed today from Arlington National Cemetery. It's part of the push to remove symbols that commemorate the Confederacy. The decision
still there after all the last few years of people tearing everything apart.
Well, but I wonder. There have been demands from some of the Republicans, Jennifer, that the Pentagon stop efforts to dismantle and remove monuments from Arlington and elsewhere. They put safety fencing around these memorials because some people want to destroy them. And I feel like this is the same kind of thinking as is going on college campuses today, the protesting on behalf of the Palestinians without understanding really what's going on. Am I right or am I wrong? The governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, disagrees with the decision, and I think I kind of do too. It's part of American history. You don't have to agree with them. It's kind of like freedom of speech. You don't have to agree with what everybody says, but if you shut them down, if we take all of this stuff away, it takes away from people learning who weren't around, and that's most, if not all of us, as to what really happened. So this is not honoring the Confederacy. It's a piece of memorabilia.
Occasional, right.
That causes people to talk about, well, what's this all about?
That's what's always bothering me about the argument of statues. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think it's important to remember who we are, where we came from. And not every statue is meant as a celebration. You know, sometimes it's a marker of a historical time and place.
Well, some of the figures have the statues.
I think identifying the differences in those is important, for sure. There is this one statue that I think it's been since taken down, just south of Nashville along I-65 for Nathan Bedford. And it was a celebration statue, but also kind of a scumbag. And the person who actually owned this, was told to take the statue down. And he said, no, I'm not going to. I agree with why everyone wants to take it down, but this is a part of history. I'm not going to take it down. So people threw paint on it, pink paint on it. And then when asked, are you going to clean it up? He said, no, because this is now a part of history, too. If people want to wreck the statue, I'm still going to keep it up, and along with all of the paint or anything anybody does, because this is all still part of history. And that was his... The way that he saw it, but then eventually I think they did end up taking it down.
There's a statue of a black woman depicted as Mammy, holding what's said to be the child of a white officer and an enslaved man following his owner into war. That they want to take down, but why would they? You know, it's kind of like all of this, the perfection desired by some of the leaders of the so-called leaders of the black community, which supposedly represent all black thinking. No, that's not the way it is any more than it's a white person who represents all the white thinking, or a Republican who represents all the Republican thinking, or a Democrat. It goes on and on and on. And so this is not a good move. It's this whitewashing of history, if you'll pardon the pun, is inappropriate. And it's just wrong.
Whitewashing of history has always been done. Yeah. And
yes,
I think that's part of the reason why people want to want it to end. And that comes in removing some of these things is the mentality behind whitewashing needs to
end. Part of this, Jay, is the Black Lives Matter thing gone to the extent that it has. And there are a lot of people who say every time I say something like that, oh, my God, can he say that? Yeah, I can. And yes, I do. I feel very strongly about it. As a matter of fact, more lately have I been outspoken about the lady who is president of Harvard, who kept her job only because she's black. That's it. She did the same thing that all these other college presidents. Say what, Jen?
I think what would be more helpful than tearing down statues, for the black community at least, is to do something that would really matter, like improving schools or improving accessibility to higher learning and doing all those things. It's just so much more positive and meaningful than throwing paint on a statue. I don't know, or knocking something down. It just doesn't make any sense.
So let's go one step further. There is a poll out this weekend of young black voters who are turning on Joe Biden, and the reason that they have given is the Israeli-Hamas war. Black voters say that they're undecided not to support Biden because he hasn't called for a ceasefire in Palestine. So is this one of the people that was interviewed suggested that this was, it sounds like a page out of Doug Steffen's book, it's just all we're doing is feeding the military-industrial complex, and to a point, that's true. I think that this is, we've seen these things, and there is evidence to prove, especially the international arms sellers, who get, you know, they are great friends with the leaders of Iran, with the leaders of Korea, with the leaders of America, with the leaders of Russia. It's all the same bunch. They're the ones who profiteering. It's the same people who pit one group against another, and they cause these... Do you think this is an accident that all these things happen like this? No! For God's sakes, there is... this weekend, I know I found a lot of time to read on Saturday night, and I was looking at some of the stuff from the IDF, the tunnels and all that other stuff. But then there is the absolute truth that the people in the Israeli government knew for almost a year that these guys from Hamas were going to plan, they were planning an attack. They knew it and didn't do anything about it. I suppose you could say, well, what should they do about it? I don't know, but for them to act surprised like this was, wow, look at their attack. No, they knew what was going to happen. And that's the travesty. And a lot of the money behind the scenes, you know, we claim, and I think with credibility, that $6 billion that we released back to Iran, the Iranians said, well, we don't have it yet, but baloney. They've used that to help stir the pot over there. But they also have been given, they take out loans. You know, these like buying a car, whether you realize it or not. When you buy a tank, you can do it on time. When you buy a missile, you can buy it on time from these guys. The interest rate's a little stiff, but whether if you don't, you know, all these drones that we were talking about that are flying all over the place, those people don't have any money. They've taken these implements of war, and they pay a dollar down, and the chase is on, just like when you go buy a car, or you buy a bed, or you buy furniture. It's, you know, you can finance it. These guys, the international arms dealers, they finance whatever they sell. And nobody talks about that, except maybe the people on News Nation. I like Dan Matthews more and more. Do you watch Dan Matthews, either of you? He comes on after Cuomo, before Ashley Banfield. He's really right on, frankly. He's like kind of like Bill Maher.
Does he do like a regular show or is it opinion show?
Yeah, he's on every night. Every night after Cuomo. Very good. Excellent, in fact. All right, 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you. So no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Good Day program. It's time for a visit from our friend Nick Miles, who has this fabulous website, OurAutoExpert.com. Nick travels all around the country and all around the world, in fact, testing out new cars. He's invited by the car companies to go around and test drive their new vehicles and talk about them on the radio and on television. He's actually in Denver today in the middle of his Operation Frodo. This is something that's very special. It's near and dear to your heart, and I want you to promote it. You've talked about it a couple times here, and I know we talked about it last year. So this is a truly gift from you and people where you arrange for vehicles to go collect things and help people. So explain what actually Operation Frodo is, will you?
Yeah, so because of my association with the car companies and I'm loving dogs, I formed a charity called Animal Rescue Rigs. And what it does is tries to get vehicles and donate them to rescues so they don't have to use the money they've raised for rescues to rescue dogs to actually use to buy vehicles. And I had a truck sitting in my driveway for a couple of years that we've been working on and doing some really amazing things to. And one day while I was in Germany perusing a website, I saw a picture of a dog that looked identical to one I'd lost and that had passed away. And so I called this rescue and was on the phone for an hour and a half and eventually found out they desperately needed vehicles. So I drove this with a whole bunch of my friends across the country, picked up four dogs and drove them back to the West Coast. And we called it Operation Frodo because the dog I wanted was Frodo. And Frodo would have completed my set of hobbits because I already had Bilbo, Samwise, and my parents had Pippin and Merry a Dog. And so Frodo completed the set, and this is year number two. We have 10 beagles. We're traveling from Omaha, Nebraska to Portland, Oregon, and then some are going on to Seattle. And these are all dogs that are dumped in the woods. They're from medical testing facilities. They're from puppy mills that no longer wished to have them. And we've rescued them all with the help of all these rescues. And they're heading to a holiday retreat, which will be their forever home, we hope.
Isn't that sweet? So how can people donate? How can they follow you? Do they just go to our autoexpert.com and see a page set aside for Operation Frodo?
Actually, we do it through the Animal Rescue Rigs website, so animalrescuerigs.com. There's a donate button at the top. We're trying to raise enough money to buy and refurbish another vehicle for a rescue. And you can follow us at hashtags Operation Frodo. Just type that in. There's news stories everywhere, and you'll come across some of the great donations. We have seven car companies that have donated. It's really quite incredible.
Very good. Congratulations to you. All right. Safety regulators say they've taken the first step toward requiring devices in cars that prevent drunk and impaired driving. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's starting the process to put a new federal safety standard in place requiring the technology in all new cars. So what's good and what's bad in this? What could go wrong or right with this?
Well, I mean, the trouble is, if you have these blow devices in these cars, right? They've had them for years for people who have already been caught drink driving and they are forced to put them in. Well, the people get around them. I mean, you know, the passenger blows sometimes and those type of things. So
I shouldn't laugh, but I can see that.
Well, it's highly expensive. It's not necessarily accurate. The biggest problem is, I mean, there is technology out there, but it's so expensive to have, like, someone who's holding the steering wheel have their skin tested for alcohol. It just is. I know drink driving is horrendous, and I know that we need to make sure that less and less happens. But is this the right way? Volvo have technology that can tell if the driver is impaired in any way, and then will not allow the car to go anywhere. Yeah, just by the movements, just by the eye movements and the facial movements.
Wow.
I mean, that sounds a lot like a better idea than having a device that you can blow in.
Yep. Drive sober or get pulled over as the... A holiday, that's the slogan this year. What is it? Every year they come up with something different. But drive sober or get pulled over is the campaign this year for the holiday season.
That works for
obviously.
Me. That works for me.
Yeah, that's good. Increased enforcement from now until after New Year's. You'll see that on the highway. I was all over the road driving out to New York this weekend. I saw a lot of police in Massachusetts and New York. All right, my friend, we'll have to do a Merry Christmas thing with you next week. It's
absolutely.
Nick Miles here, ourautoexpert.com. Doug.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.